We just had several months ago a decision by the Texas Supreme Court regarding the rule against perpetuity out of the oil and gas business. Here it is, and this should have fond memories, bringing back those exciting days of yesteryear when you were sitting in that first-year property class trying to figure out what the hell's the difference between a remainder and executory interest and so on, et cetera, et cetera. And so back to the future we go. And what happened in this ConocoPhillips case, Stiber conveyed a fee simple estate to an 120-acre tract in DeWitt County, that's Cuero, and the deed reserved in the grantor a one-half non-participating royalty interest for 15 years, quote, and for so long, here it comes, and for so long thereafter as there is production in paying or commercial quantities. And thus, you see in the deed, the grantor reserved a determinant of for so long as estate, but that means the grantee has a future interest following the reserved interest. And it turns out that they're working hard, but when the 15 years came up, no well was producing. They were digging, but it didn't start producing until 2 months after the 15 years had expired. And so here comes the rule against perpetuities, because we got Koopman, the grantee, has a future interest following a determinable estate, and that is an executory interest. By way of background, and here's the stuff you used to know and love. The rule against perpetuities, it went into your note says LIB plus 21. And then what you did, you stretched that out as well as you could. Lives and being plus 21 years. Now, the rule does not apply to possibility of a verter. Remember those dudes? Suppose that Oliver conveys Blackacre to Albert Azares for so long as no alcohol is consumed on the premises. Albert has a for so long as fee simple determinable estate. Oliver has retained a possibility of reverter, not subject to the rule against perpetuities, the point being it was not created. It was just left on the plate because he conveyed away a determinable estate. However, paragraph B, suppose instead it says to Albert Azares for so long as no liquors sold or consumed, and if it ever is, title shall pass to Bernard. Now we have a future interest in a transferee, in an executory interest. It's not a remainder because remainders follow life estates. They can't follow, nothing can follow a fee simple estate, says Blackstone in his commentaries on the common law, because you're out to eternity already. Ergo, it is an executory interest. Bernard's interest might vest remotely because if a well came in within the 15-year term, it might produce for months or years or decades or centuries. Therefore, it violates the rule against perpetuities. Well, let's go back to our case down in Cuero, where the grantor reserved a determinable estate and Koopman has an executory interest. Is it going to be valid? Page 16. Well, first of all, let's talk about the Corpus Christi Court of Appeals. They upheld it playing a game. They upheld it on a two-grant theory. And the theory on the Court of Appeals was, I know there was one deed, but let's break it into two steps. Step one, he conveys a fee simple absolute to Koopman, who now has the fee simple absolute. And then step two, Koopman conveys it back to the grantor, which means that he has reserved a possibility of reverter, ho, 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 not subject to the rule. Appealed to the Supreme Court, they came out with the same result. That is, that executory interest following the determinable fee is valid under the rule against perpetuity. They blew off that game of the so-called two-grant theory and was solely and strictly on the basis of policy, pointing out that an executory interest, boy, this is just like in the classroom, I love it, an executory interest following a determinant is essentially the same as a vested remainder. There's nothing to happen until the termination of the preceding estate. And as a matter of policy, the rule against perpetuities is concerned about family dynastic settlements over several generations, where and it's a concern of tying up property, taking out of the commercial world. Here, for heaven's sakes, it's inducing commerce by encouraging people to produce. Oh, by the way, not surprisingly, the Texas Oil and Gas Association had a rather substantial amicus brief in favor of that result. Bottom line, wait a minute. Did the ruling get, I thought our Texas Constitution says there shall be no perpetuities or entailments in the state of Texas. Yes, it does. That's true, says Justice Green. However, there's nothing in the Constitution that defines perpetuity. It doesn't say. But so the bottom line is this one actually promotes commerce. It's not against, it's not a family settlement tying up property, and ergo, it is valid.